KMFM has been given exclusive information on a master plan being suggested for dealing with major disruption when Operation Stacks put in place in Kent. Council bosses, highways officials and police have come up with ideas to rid the county of gridlock when there are problems crossing the channel. The system of parking lorries on the M20 was used for 32 days this summer. Well, the plan includes building two lorry holding areas off the motorway. Matthew Balfour from KCC says communication needs to improve too.
Using the variable message signs across not just the M20 but across the whole country, so that lorry drivers coming down from the north or coming up from the west or wherever will have prior knowledge.
A Folkestone charity has won its legal battle over a mural thought to be one of Banks's, which was spray painted onto the wall of an arcade in the town. Arcade bosses said it was theirs, but the judge ruled in favour of the Creative Foundation. They're a charity which promotes arts in Folkestone. Alistair Upton is its chief exec.
We were very excited when the Banksy appeared in Folkestone. It was in the middle of our triennial. It was his contribution to the triennial. He put it up on his website saying it was his contribution to the triennial. And, you know, we were bitterly disappointed when it was cut from the wall and shipped to New York.
An investigation started after a woman told police she saw three men with a gun in a park in Ashford. Officers searched Queen Mother's Park off Mace Lane on Tuesday, but didn't find anything. MPs are debating a controversial bill which would give terminally ill patients the option to end their own life. Similar legislation has failed in the past, and it's divided opinion with campaigners who are protesting outside Parliament. Politicians are meeting today to start planning for the arrival of 20,000 Syrian refugees over the next 5 years. Council bosses and charities are also at the talks, which are being chaired by the Home Secretary, Theresa May. Daniel Apoku's a support worker helping asylum seeker children here in Kent.
You see them and then you realise, oh, he came in very scared and timid. Now he's open, he's happy, he's interacting, he's even starting to speak English. You know, you feel fulfilled, you know, that you've really had an impact on someone's life.
Dartford MP Gareth Johnson says the M25 there is Britain's worst stretch of motorway. He wants the issue debated in Parliament after saying the £62 million works to remove the toll booths haven't helped to ease congestion. Highways England have been asked to improve the free flow system. KMFM's been told work on the £6.5 billion revamp of London Bridge Station should make life much easier for thousands of Kent commuters. We've been given a tour as the development continues. Nicola's got more for KMFM.
It'll mean there'll be 16 trains every hour running through the centre of London at peak time. The new station's set to open in 2018, and Chris Denham from Network Rail says any disruption in the meantime will be worth it.
You have to understand we're rebuilding a station used by 56 million people a year, so there's always going to be an element of disruption, and it does mean, of course, in 2018, when this massive concourse is completely open, you'll have a much better station and much more reliable railway as a result.
Lawrence Whitbourne is project director.
It's probably one of the most complex engineering challenges we've undertaken, and it's in central London. We're at the base of the Shard, so we've got to consider all our stakeholders, and we've got new infrastructure and the old Victorian arches around us, so it's very complex in terms of engineering challenges.
And you can watch our video report on this story today at kentonline.co.uk.
A 19-year-old man's been arrested and bailed after a suspected road rage attack near Bluewater Shopping Centre. One man was left with a cut to his head following the alleged assault involving two drivers in Bluewater Parkway 11 days ago.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Football and Gillingham have a great opportunity to stay top of League One this weekend. With more on that and the rest of the sport this afternoon, here's Karina.
The early leaders, who are unbeaten at home, host strugglers Blackpool. They've only won one of their first six. But boss Justin Edinburgh's urging fans to be realistic.
We are playing a team that were a championship side last year. They've just won their first away game for a long period of time, and they'll be buoyed by that. So I think they're going to be our toughest opponents this season.
After months of speculation linking him with a move to Real Madrid, David De Gea has signed a new contract with Manchester United. The Spanish goalkeeper has committed to a four-year deal with an option for a further 12 months. Cricket and England are taking on Australia in the fourth one-day international at Headingley. A short time ago, the tourists were 179 for four in their 33rd over. Once again, Kent's Sam Billings wasn't picked for the side. And Paula Radcliffe's trainer, who's also her husband, believes it's time the World Anti-Doping anti-doping agency cleared her of all doping allegations. Radcliffe's blood test results were made public yesterday, and the marathon record holder says they prove she is innocent.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.